Radical Russ here in New York City at UN's Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza with SSDP and all these students here who are gathered to demonstrate to end the drug war. I run into Dale Gehringer, the executive director of California Normal. Dale, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here at the center of international discussion of drug policy.
You know, part of this international discussion on drug policy has been started, we could say, in 2010 when California tried with Prop 19. Now, 2016, California's got the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Can you give us any updates on what's happening there and what our chances are for California?
I'm confident it's going to pass. Any legalization initiative is going to pass in California. The poll support has been around 60% for the general concept. I know that the Adult Use Act is well-financed, and frankly, it's shooting fish in a barrel to get your signatures with the financing they have. And also, it's cheaper to do a pot initiative than other initiatives because they attract signatures and they're popular with signature gatherers. So, yes, I think we'll know by the end of the month. There will be an announcement around the end of the month that it's on the ballot. And, marijuana is going to be legal in California this November. It's actually being legalized now. We're watching that happen. You know, I was just up in the Emerald Triangle, where I've been going for 30 years. And for 30 years, we've been saying legalize marijuana, stop the repression, you know, end the prohibition. And this last weekend, for the first time, I actually saw people in the cannabis growing community and using community talking about with state officials and local officials about, you know, implementation and compliance with our medical marijuana regulation law, which is starting to kick in now. And I realized for the first time I was watching marijuana being legalized in California, and it's going to be a process. It isn't going to be until 2018 that any of these licenses are going to be online, and that includes the adult use. So we're in a real transition phase now, but people are really excited. I think there's great tourism potential here.
Well, we'll have a whole legal West Coast from San Diego to Anchorage. It'll be a beautiful thing.
Well, yeah, and I hear you're already starting to work on that in Oregon, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, trying to get ourselves some public use initiative, some public use venue. It seems odd to me that the original states to legalize, Colorado, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, all passed with, you know, no public use, no public venues. Washington included a per se DUID and no home grow. Now these next five states are including these things. They're including the idea of a personal lounge.
Well, you need a license, actually, right, in California, in any public place. And they don't allow alcohol with it either, which is a bit of a problem because there are fairs now where beer is sold and pot is available. So I don't know how it's all going to sort out. People are really scared of the whole public use issue. But yes, licensed public use is part of the California thing. And I know some communities are going to jump at it and others are going to shut the door.
Yeah.
It's a big state.
You spoke of this being a transition phase. One of the transitions I see is we used to all be in this for the social justice and the arrests and the prohibition. Now there's a medical industry. Now there's industry people that are involved, and there seems to be some headbutting between industry interests, consumer interests, and justice interests. What do you think of that, and how do you think these get resolved?
Well, that's an interesting point. There are a lot of industry groups, independent industry groups in California and, of course, nationwide. And yeah, their main interest is in money. I have not seen much blatant conflict between the industry as a whole and consumers as a whole, because our interests are pretty much in common. However, particular groups within the industry try to sneak in provisions of various sorts and have succeeded through the lobbying process in Sacramento, where insiders can rig things one way or another. And there's been some regulations that have been put in that definitely benefit certain interests and are not, I don't think, to the wider interest of the market or the consumers. That's going to be an ongoing pattern. On the whole, the industry, I think, is okay, but individual actors, you can't trust necessarily.
Gotcha. Well, we're keeping our eyes on the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Encourage everyone to check out Let's Get It Right. California.org? Let's Get It Right, CA.org, I think is the website.
I have no idea. They have not been in touch with the marijuana community in California. We have heard almost nothing from the Parker people. Relations have been really bad from the get-go. I can't tell you how badly they fucked up relations with the... They don't really want the activists. They don't care about the activists. They don't need the activists to pass this, right? The activists can swing maybe, you know, a percent or two of the 3% of the state vote at most. You know, they want to get the fabled soccer moms in L.A. and all those people, and I'm sure they will.
Yeah. All right, Dale Gehringer, Executive Director of California Normal. Check out the website, canormal.org. Thanks for being here and all you do.
Which has, by the way, a comprehensive summary of the very long and complicated adult use initiative. It's a 62-page initiative. If you want to know what it really means, check out our website at canormal.org. Just say normal.
Thanks so much, Dale.
You're welcome.